A day later, we were in the Tungra system, and our run-in with the Interdictor felt like ancient history, Zenbayan told Jadak and Post. Deliberate run-in, I should say, since the Verpine resistance was determined to incapacitate the prototype almost from the moment they learned of it. Quip, Lufkin, and the rest of us spent a couple of standard weeks outfitting the YT with stolen parts, replacing the central computer, and upgrading her hyperdrive to the equivalent of a Class 1. At the time, Gone to Pieces had to have been one of the fastest civilian ships in the galaxy.
Did the Jawas and the rest join the Rebel Alliance? Post asked.
Not straight away. In fact, I ended up a member of their team.
Zenbayan laughed and gestured broadly to the salon.
Some of them are around here somewhere.
You worked as freelance scavengers?
Jadak said. Zenbayan rocked her head from side to side.
In the beginning, we were single-minded in our pledge to remain neutral. Our intent was to hire ourselves out to anyone who needed our unique services. Smugglers, pirates, crime syndicates, it wasn't supposed to matter. We even did some work for Reg Chant. But of course, that didn't last long. The Empire was becoming more brutal by the day. Sorosub gained full control of Sullust. The Zond Consortium pirates were using Sullustans as slave soldiers. When I learned that some of my people were rising up against Chairman Sin Sub, I persuaded the team to help out, and soon enough, we found ourselves carrying out special missions for Sion Tev and Nin Nun. And soon after that, just before the Battle of Yavin, we became full-fledged members of the Rebel Alliance, taking part in the destruction of the Invincible and a host of other Imperial ships in the years that followed.
So how does one go from being a demolitions expert to a beautician? Jadak asked.
Zenbayan took a moment.
After all the destruction we had wrought, it seemed only fitting that we devote ourselves to the beautification of the galaxy. When the war ended, we came to New Balasar as a team, and most of us never left. I received a tonsorial degree from the Barbers of Sullust, took several husbands, and began populating my Warren clan. Life has been good ever since.
Jadak mulled it over.
Did Quip keep the YT?
He did.
Did you ever learn why the rebels needed a ship of that caliber?
Zenbayan shook her head, then said,
Boys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
We can take it,
Post said. She looked at Jadak.
I never learned why the Alliance needed the ship, but I do know that you won't be able to find her.
Why's that? Jadak said.
Because she was blown to pieces at Bilbringi. 9 years after the Battle of Yavin.